Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning, 7:05 from the Talk 1370 newsroom. I'm Casey Johns. Here's what's making headlines across Central Texas this morning. We start off with a weather alert this morning. A chance of severe weather expected to move through the I-35 corridor this afternoon. Impacts expected during the afternoon rush hour. Large hail the primary threat, although strong winds and isolated tornadoes also a concern. Austin in the western edge of the bullseye for EF2 or stronger tornadoes, according to the Storm Prediction Center. We'll have more on that coming up in your forecast with traffic and weather together in just moments. Questions and few answers continue to surround a shooting early Sunday morning on 6th Street that sent four people to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say a disturbance between two groups turned into shots being fired around 2 a.m. Sunday in the 400 block of East 6th Street near Neches. That's the same block where a deadly mass shooting happened last summer, one that saw a battle between rival gangs result in 14 people being injured and one person being fatally shot. Police haven't given us any details on the suspect they have in custody with yesterday morning's shooting, citing that ongoing investigation. According to a Facebook post from the Austin Police Association, more than 30 arrests were made Saturday night in the downtown area alone. 19 firearms were seized, more than 50 firearms seized in just the past week, all in the downtown area, several of which had been reported as stolen. APA says charges filed against those individuals arrested include assault, disorderly conduct, unlawfully carrying a weapon, felon in possession of a firearm, and aggravated assault. APA calling on the district attorney's office and the county attorney's office to prosecute these individuals who have been arrested. And an Amber Alert we've been tracking out of the panhandle this morning has been canceled, officials said. This happening within the last 15 minutes. Police were looking for two young children who were believed to be abducted from Pampa. That's a small town just northeast of Amarillo. Police were looking for 7-year-old Riley Reagan and 2-year-old Emily Reagan, who had been last seen Sunday afternoon in Pampa. That Amber Alert being issued about 3 a.m. this morning. Again, that has just been canceled by authorities. Continuing coverage online 24/7 at Talk1370.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.